Hey there, this is Seth Waters from Channel 9 coming to you from the beautiful city of Antwerp in Belgium for Techorama 2017. And in between these awesome sessions, we also get to spend some time with some awesome devs. I'm here with Ben Hall, a good friend of mine. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm very good.
Fantastic. Look, I met with you, I was in London a couple of weeks ago. I don't know what I was doing. And I was talking to you about this cool product that you build called Katacoda. Why don't you explain what it is?
Cool. So Katacoda is an interactive learning platform for software developers.
Okay.
And so there's a huge problem, or at least I had a huge problem, in getting started with all of these new shiny technologies.
Of course.
Especially around the DevOps and cloud space.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy to get started. Like, where do you start? What are the toolings required? Like, what do you need to actually know in the first place?
And not only that, but like with DevOps, it's a pipeline of many different things happening at the same time. I have to set like five or six different things up. How do you do that effectively?
Exactly. And it's just, there's so much which you need to be aware of and so many different moving targets.
Right.
And I just saw everyone is going through exactly the same process of when they want to learn, start learning tooling like Docker. And so there must be a simpler way and a more streamlined way to get people started and get people confident in using the technologies and how they can apply it to what they're actually working on in their daily jobs.
So, I mean, I'm thinking of the complexity of setting it. Like, you want someone to learn Docker. I mean, how do you do that in a way that you don't totally have to do like a 5-hour install of stuff, right? Because, I mean, Docker is really easy to install, but then you gotta download some container stuff, then you have base containers, then you gotta learn about Docker files, Docker Compose, and you're like, how do you do that?
So we make environments available in the browser, so you don't need to download anything or configure anything or have anything set up. You just go to Katacoda and you get an interactive environment. Everything's been pre-configured, everything's available for you. You can use your browser and you just have access. And because it's all based in the cloud, it's all super fast.
So I don't need to download anything?
Don't need to download anything onto your local laptop. Don't need to set anything up or install anything. It's all
so I feel like I need to see this, though.
Is it, of course.
It's like you're promising me all these flowers.
And I told you the dream. I told you the dream.
So yeah. Show me what you got, buddy.
Sure. So this is the homepage. And so we've got different technologies, and we've tried to break it down into what's important for people to know how to learn, depending on what different levels there are, too. Mm-hmm. So we can start with like the fundamentals of what is Docker. But we also cover more advanced topics like running Docker and Kubernetes in production, or Kubernetes, or how do you actually run containers securely.
Sure.
So if we start right at the beginning, we can kind of see how we've got it structured. We've been very much about focused around real-world scenarios. So how do you actually solve real problems instead of just focusing on what cool features it has? And so we can jump in and you can kind of see what's happening. And you get a terminal window. And this is a complete terminal window. You've got a Docker installation, you can do different commands like Docker images, and everything's set up and everything's running. But also you get these step-by-step instructions which walk you through. For example, how do you run Redis at the container? And then you execute the command, and now we can go in and we can see we've got Redis all set up. We can explore what's happening. Like Docker.
So is this like a real environment, or is it
completely
like
real?
Because I mean, like, I'm looking at this and it feels like documentation, but with actual stuff happening.
Exactly, and it's all real environment. You have complete control, complete flexibility, and if you mess up and you kind of destroy the machine, you just hit refresh and you get given a brand new environment.
That's really nice.
We can kind of see, if we go back to the homepage, we can see what we can start learning. So we've got some scenarios focused around how do you actually run Docker and .NET together.
I see.
Especially as now we've got ASP.NET Core and it's all the new shiny technology.
Mm-hmm.
People need to know how to Dockerize ASP.NET. So we put together some sample code and some samples scenarios. And so when you get connected, you get a very simple in-browser editor and you get some sample code.
Uh-huh.
So everything which should look realistic, like ASP.NET Core. This is a Hello World application.
Right.
And then we walk you through how to Dockerize that and turn it into a Docker image and then run it as a Docker container. And so we can walk through, so we set the base image, i.e. what dependencies do we need, in this case, .NET 1.1.1 and the SDK. And then you're slowly walking through and explaining what the different things are. So running .NET Restore to download all the NuGet packages.
Holy cow, so this literally will show you with real bits running behind what you need to do in order to make these things work.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so it walks you through and explains what the Docker file is and all of the moving parts, what you need to be aware of when you run .NET Core inside of Docker and other bits. And then obviously because it's a real environment, you can run Docker build, and then you can take that Docker file and execute it, and it will go through those steps, combining our Docker file, which we just created, and the sample application, and build it as a running Docker container.
The thing that's cool about this is that, like, usually they're like, here, type this, and I'm like, I don't want to type it. It's cool that you could just click it, and it does it, and it puts it out, and it's actually creating the real environment here.
Exactly, and so now we can see that it's now already gone through, and it's done a .NET restore on the process, and now it's doing a build. And then once that's been completed, we can go off and run the application, and you actually see the entire journey from getting started up to running something at scale in production.
So let's talk about the courses. Give me a sense of the kinds of courses you have. I saw that you had one for Docker, one for Visual Studio, ASP.NET Core projects with Docker. What other things do you have in there?
So we focus at the moment on cloud native, which is the whole landscape of how do you run modern applications in the cloud at scale, mm-hmm. using all of the technologies. So we've been very much on Kubernetes. It's a very strong focus for us. Mm-hmm. So Kubernetes is basically how do you run containers at scale, and
right.
securely across multiple different cloud environments or on-premise.
And it does orchestration and that kind of stuff.
Exactly, yeah. It's designed to make your life easy, and so it's got lots of functionality around self-healing. So if a node goes down or you lose a data center, then it will readjust the workloads and spin them up somewhere else. And so you don't have to do that manual legwork anymore.
The other thing I like about this is if I'm trying to learn something like Kubernetes or some kind of container orchestration, if I do the wrong thing, like I'm gonna get billed up the yin-yang if I do it wrong, right? Because you're spinning up, if you're doing real orchestration with Kubernetes, you might have a couple of containers running.
Exactly.
And that's gonna cause some issues, right?
Exactly. And there's certain things which you don't want to learn in production, like how do you debug when there's an issue? You don't want to know that when you're firefighting and everything is down. You want to learn and experiment and experience that in advance.
Fantastic.
And so when it does actually happen, you can actually be confident in what how to apply it.
So we have only about 4 more minutes. Let's talk about, someone's looking, watching this. They're like, hey, I want to look at this. I want to get involved. I want to get started. What advice do you have them? How do they get started? Is it just as simple as creating an account?
Don't even need to create an account. It's all free. It's all available. You just go into Katacoda and get started and kind of start learning and start playing and start having fun. And that's what we want to do.
That's fantastic. The other question I have for you is whenever I see technologies that are like this, I want to know how do you get paid? I want to make sure, and I say this, you know, because as developers, I want this dude to make this for a while, so you need to live and you need to have, so what are ways that people want, if they want to invest in this, how do you make money?
Completely. So we're working on multiple different ways. One is using Katacoda to teach development teams, so
okay.
you can have your own private version and explain how your company implements containers or your company implements .NET. And so instead of it being on a wiki and your new starters have to go through that process, it can be an interactive experience, and it can help that initial education process and sharing knowledge within the team in an interactive way.
And that's an awesome way of doing like enterprise training, because you might have a specific way of doing containerization in your own environment,
yeah.
and when a new developer comes on, she may need to get up to speed as quickly as possible, because she may be doing really awesome containerization somewhere else, but we want to make sure that we do it the same way. You can do a Katacoda course
yeah,
for that.
Exactly, and especially when you start getting into distributed teams, you want everyone to be at the same level, everyone to have the same experience and the knowledge and transfer that around different teams and different departments. We are trying to make that easy, and at the moment we're succeeding. So,
oh, fantastic. So where can people go to get started, just for people to know?
So go to katacoda.com and everything is from there. Any questions, just email me, ben@katacoda.com.
He's very
nice. I'll happily get back to you.
Fantastic. So thanks so much, Ben, for spending some time with us. We've been learning all about Katacoda. Coming up next, we have what's new in C#. Again, we're in Antwerp, Belgium for the wonderful conference. Hopefully you've been watching Techorama 2017. Go to katacoda.com with
yep.
a K. We'll see you right after this session.